It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Yabba dabba doo! Simpson, Homer Simpson, he's the greatest guy in history. From the town of Springfield, he's about to hit a chestnut tree.
And today we're going to talk Yabba Dabba Doo. Most of today's college football coaches make a little extra money on the side by doing a weekly radio or television show during the season. Now, these shows are usually live at a local eatery in front of a crowd of loyal supporters of the university's football program. The format of most of the coaches' shows will have one or two friendly hosts, usually featuring the radio play-by-play announcer, asking some general questions about last week's win or loss and what the team is going to do to get ready for this week's opponent. The football coach will answer most of the questions with what many fans call coach speak. That means that the coach is going to sugarcoat many of the answers in order to give the least offensive response and possibly to keep the show G-rated. You also rarely hear a football coach calling out a specific player for a boneheaded play. That's because it wouldn't be good to single out your place kicker, Joe the Toe McGillicuddy, for missing that 22-yard chip shot field goal in the final seconds, which most other high school kickers could have made with their eyes closed. And it doesn't build team spirit or fan loyalty by disparaging any young person on the team who's trying their best regardless of the results on the field. Likewise, it's also a really bad idea for the head football coach to provide bulletin board material for next week's opponent. You don't want to fire up the other team by dropping a comment such as, "You know, their quarterback hasn't been able to hit the broadside of a barn those last two games, Bill." Yeah, that usually comes back to bite you too. So that's why most of the radio and television coaches' shows are generally quite predictable and really, really boring. If you've never heard one, you really haven't missed very much, except for the weekly radio show for Clemson University's head football coach Dabo Swinney from this past Monday night, October 30th. It was a doozy. After the coach had his weekly Q&A from the radio host, the coach decided to open up the telephone lines and take a few callers. Here's a pro tip. As a former talk show host myself, a rule of thumb is you're going to be lucky to get one caller for every 100 current listeners. It takes a lot of guts for most people to consider dialing up a radio talk show. It even takes more courage if you're going to plan to take a shot at one of the nation's top football coaches on his own show. And that's just what happened. Welcome to the Coach Dabo Swinney Show, Tyler from Spartanburg. You're on the air. That's when a young gentleman named Tyler became famous for at least this week by calling the coach's radio show and making a few unflattering remarks about this year's Clemson football team and the coach's salary, which is about $11 million per season. Uh-oh, this is not going to end well for Tyler the radio caller. Let's now set the stage before we dissect Coach Swinney's response. The Clemson Tigers are 4-4 this season. Last Saturday, they lost an ACC road game to 5-3 North Carolina State by a score of 24-17. And Clemson's four wins this year have all come against, well, less than stellar teams. FCS opponent Charleston Southern, Florida Atlantic, who's 4-4, Syracuse, who's 4-4, and Wake Forest, who's, yes, 4-4. So translated, Clemson has not beaten an FBS opponent this year, which currently sports a winning record. And those Clemson fans have become conditioned to winning a lot of football games and competing for national championships recently. Before Dabo Swinney was named Clemson's head coach back in 2009, the Tigers of South Carolina had just one national title in their trophy case from the year 1981. But after Coach Swinney arrived on the campus, Clemson has rolled off at least 10 wins in every season beginning in 2011. That's 12 straight years of double-digit wins. Until this year, that is. With four losses already, that streak is going to end. Coach Dabo Swinney's Clemson Tigers have won two of the last seven national championship games played. Clemson won the national title after the 2016 and 2018 football seasons. Alabama and Georgia have also won two times during the last 7 years, with LSU's 15-0 national champions of 2019 being the other one. Lest we forget, Coach Dabo Swinney's football program has also appeared in two other national championship games, coming in 2015 and 2019. So by any measure, the Clemson football program has been incredibly successful for the past decade. after Tyler, the radio caller, criticized this year's team and said something about the coach's salary, Coach Swinney lost it. He went on an epic on-air rant. He said, quote, "I don't know how old you are. Don't really care. We won 11 games last year, and you're part of the problem. The expectation is greater than the appreciation, and that's part of the problem. If you don't like how I run this program, don't be a fan. I don't care. But I'm the head coach, and I'm going to do what I believe is right for the long term of this program, what's best for the players, and what's best for the moment." During this nearly five-minute ramble, Coach Swinney reminded fans that Clemson had not won a national championship in 35 years. He proudly mentioned that he was the first person in his own family to have gone to college, earned 2 degrees, both from the University of Alabama, I might add, and worked his way up the coaching food chain while earning relatively low pay prior to becoming the head coach at Clemson. Then the coach strongly reminded Tyler, the radio caller, that he, Coach Swinney, was a winner in everything he's done in his professional life and suggested that perhaps Tyler, the radio caller, probably has not been. Coach Dabo Swinney is understandably frustrated with his team being 4-4 so far this season. And Monday's emotional response to Tyler, the radio caller, comes as the coach is going to be facing a 6-2 Notre Dame squad this Saturday, 11 a.m. Central on ABC. After that, Clemson finishes with games against Georgia Tech, who's 4-4, at North Carolina, who's 6-2, and against intrastate rival South Carolina, who's currently 2-6. So a 6-6 finish this year is realistic for Clemson in 2023. But that also means that the pressure falls squarely on the highly paid leader of the football team. Coach Dabo Swinney wants his team to perform at the highest level, but the team talent this year simply hasn't been there. Dabo Swinney won the top job at Clemson back in 2009 at the age of 38 after being lauded as one of the nation's top recruiters during his years as an assistant coach at the school. And after becoming Clemson's head coach, he's done that too and taken the Tigers to 8 ACC titles and winning the National Coach of the Year award for himself as well. Unlike many other major football programs, though, Clemson has been relatively inactive in both the NCAA's transfer portal to add new players, nor with the name, image, and likeness NIL market, at least up to this point. Clemson fans have taken notice how Deion Sanders has successfully turned over more than half of his own football squad at the University of Colorado in just 1 year after a dismal 1-11 record in 2022. Those orange and purple-clad Clemson Tiger faithful desperately want to maintain their football success of the past decade and want their head coach to be using any legal means to do it. Clemson's football fans are quite spoiled. But then again, so are the fans of Alabama, LSU, Texas A&M, Florida, Ohio State, Michigan, Oklahoma, Texas, and many other major college football programs. Having only one down year, such as Clemson is having, they're finding their fans turning on the team's head coach before the end of the football season even. Yes, this could even happen at Alabama if legendary coach Nick Saban were ever to stumble this badly. In College Station, Texas, right now, the head football coach at Texas A&M is currently 5-3 on the season. Jimbo Fisher received a guaranteed contract which would pay him, are you ready, $70 million if he's dismissed at the end of this year. And the pressure has been mounting as the Aggies' arch-rival Texas Longhorns are now enjoying a top 10 ranking this season. The Aggies have been disappointing again in 2023. The Association of Former Students of Texas A&M might pass around a bunch of Texas-sized 10-gallon hats to raise millions of dollars to buy out Jimbo Fisher's contract. As for Clemson coach Dabo Swinney, it was only a few years ago when the hot rumor was that their coach, an Alabama grad, was the shoe-in to take Coach Nick Saban's job in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, whenever that legendary coach finally retired. But with this year's Clemson team sporting a 4-4 record and a tough Notre Dame squad coming up this weekend, Dabo Swinney is under a very intense microscope. Hey, the coach is human. With growing stress and anxiety, Coach Swinney finally vented that frustration during this Monday's radio show. I personally have no problem with the coach reminding those fans that every year is not going to conclude with a trip to the national championship game. There are only 2 spots for the 133 FBS teams in each season. Nobody, even fans of Nick Saban at Alabama, should expect that every season. However, insulting the radio caller, no matter how rude old Tyler was, and telling him to take his fandom elsewhere was quite surprising and unprofessional. Dabo Swinney shot a giant hole in his orange Clemson shoes that night, with many of his supporters and quite likely a few of his bosses at Clemson too. Career burnout is very real, especially for men of Dabo Swinney's age. He's 53. It's going to be a hard landing this season for Clemson's football program. Even if they should fortunately rally to win every game this season and finish 8-4, the year has been a disappointment. On Monday, the coach popped his own personal stress bubble for everyone to hear. But I believe that the coach is going to learn from this unforced error on Monday night and work his way back up to the top of the game soon. Coach Dabo Swinney was right, though, about another thing he mentioned during that epic rant Monday night. A proven winner, like that coach, is going to have plenty of other college football programs wanting him to become their next head coach, even if Clemson doesn't. Good night, Tyler. I'm Swamp Swami.